It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The Long Island College Hospital, known as LICH, has had several owners in its 150-year history, but the latest one, the State University of New York, says it's time to close the struggling institution, at least as an inpatient facility. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports on the Board of Trustees' vote to shut LICH earlier today.
Protesters erupted as the SUNY board quickly voted, adjourned, and exited the meeting room. The outcome was never in doubt. Within minutes, an official handed out a press release that was clearly printed in advance. During the half-hour meeting, the trustees only briefly discussed the issues. Board Chairman Carl McCall said LICH is simply running out of time and money.
The money in reserves that we've already provided and that would have to be provided in the future, that's money that comes from our students.
SUNY drew on $75 million worth of reserves to bail out its hospitals, especially LICH. Even a new director was not able to improve operations or find money elsewhere in state government. SUNY says closing LICH is just the first step in stabilizing the money-losing downstate system, which also includes a hospital and medical school in East Flatbush. Chancellor Nancy Zimfer says these problems are hurting SUNY's educational mission.
Our goal is to keep the whole system healthy and not to let one situation, which is hemorrhaging, pull down our ability to serve nearly 500,000 students.
Supporters of LICH, including elected officials, allege SUNY is interested in selling off the highly valuable land, which sits on the border of Cobble Hill and Brooklyn Heights and overlooks New York Harbor. McCall says it will be up to the state to decide what to do with the property.
We are not part of that process.
After the meeting, the demonstrators expressed disappointment with the decision, but vowed to keep fighting. Intensive care unit nurse Julie Cementi has worked at LICH for 28 years.
There is a nursing shortage, so we are not concerned about ourselves. We're concerned about our hospital and the community that we serve. We're concerned about our patients. We will find jobs. We can find jobs anywhere.
Back in the neighborhood around LICH, local residents talk proudly of how their children and grandchildren were born there and how they value LICH for its emergency room. But many do concur with downstate officials and say they would most likely go to Manhattan for serious medical procedures. Robert Sachs, a surgeon from out of state who retired here, says his doctors are all affiliated with NYU. He's hopeful, though, that LICH can take another form.
They need to look at the bigger picture, see what are the data, what's being used, what does a community need, and then respond accordingly.
SUNY will convene community leaders and healthcare workers to come up with a plan by March for the future of the LICH campus, perhaps as a series of clinics. Meanwhile, officials will soon submit a timetable to the state for closing the hospital. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.